Today's daf in Masechet Shabbat is daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Brought to you by Bein Chomod Yerushalayim. We're holding on Kuf Tet Zayin Amud Beit. We're talking about in the Mishnah Matzilin Tikas Sefer. In Masefer, we're trying to apply it to the machloket that we had between Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, and Chachomim about Hafshota of the Korban Pesach when Pesach Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbat. So we heard there is something very strange, which is that the Chachomim ask here on Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, well, why can't you do that? If you can be matzil tikas sefer in Masefer, why can't you just go ahead and continue and do to take off the rest of the skin? Which was very shocking. And the Gemara asked him, that's crazy. After all, mi dami, the three lines up from the bottom, just to get you back into it, mi dami hatam til tulacha malacha. I mean, what kind of tanya is that? You're talking over there about doing melechet afshatat or one of the lametet melechot. So you're saying, why not just go ahead and do a melacha? Over here, all we're doing is allowing you to carry something into a shust rabbanan and being toreach. Nothing to do with it. Omer Ravashi, you're right. It doesn't really. Between the lines, there was a different machloket. There were really two separate issues that they were arguing about. Rabbi Yochanan, the Rishmon Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan Broken, and Chachomim were arguing not only about whether you could do the Havshata, but they were also arguing about whether if you don't do the Havshata, as Rashi understands, whether you can move the animal in this condition, with the or partially mufshat, or according to Tosfos, the or is mufshat when you didn't do kahalocha, but you want to cover the meat in order that it should not get dirty by the night. So they were arguing both betilto and pligi b'melacha. The part about melacha, you're right, but what this mention of imatzilim tikas sefer, imatzilim was referring only to the machloket they had about whether you can move the meat with the or around. So, Karmelay, imatzilim tikas sefer, imatzilim, lo netatel or agav basar. Why is it any different? We should be able, instead of leaving the animal out there with the or in the sun, we want to now save it, put it in the fridge. Why can't I move it to the freezer? Or to the refrigerator, or outside of the sun, and that way the buser is more likely to be in good shape for tonight's Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, that also doesn't make any sense. How do you compare the two? Midami, hatam, in the case of the matzilin tikas sefer. But that's because we have the case of a basis of the davar hamutar. This tik is a basis in which the sefer Torah is standing, but the sefer Torah itself is mutter to move. That's what we're moving. Here you're telling me that the buzzer at Pesach, which is completely usher, because I can't eat it today, it's not roy to eat, first of all, it's only roy to be eaten tonight, and that's only if it's chili. Now it's raw, and it's not the zman of achila. So therefore, the buzzer itself is completely usher. So how am I going to be matzil, the or, in order, because of something that is itself usher to move? It makes no sense what you're saying. Okay, let me adjust that. What I meant was the part of our mission that says, Matzilin tikas sefer, ima sefer, even if it has money in it. Over there, you've got a basis to dover oser. So why can't I be mutalto the or agav the baser? What? It's still not the same. If it has money in it, so it has some iser. But essentially, the sefer is ether. So midami hatam nase basis to dover asur udavar hamutar. So the tik in that case is a base to two different things, the money and the sefer. So at least I'm moving it because I'm saying if I can move it for the sefer, I'll even move the money in it. But over here, it's completely usher. What exactly are you telling me I should be allowed to move on Shabbat? I can't move on any of this. Okay, you're right. Let's try that a little different. Halachi karmalei. You can bring a tik without a sefer Torah in it that has money in the tik. So if that's the case, in order to put the Sefer Torah in it to carry it out, latzil b'Sefer Torah, and over there it's not a basis at all, it's only a basis of davar aser, lo netatel or agav basar, should we not be allowed to move around this meat and put it in the fridge? What do you mean, if? But where does it say that? To higufa minolam. Obviously, you're making an assumption. You're using your assumption against me. You're saying, if we would be allowed to bring money in, who said you're allowed to do that? I mean, is it because ilema to be daecha the itpe lo shadi lo aituyad ami matina? Is it because in the case that we have over here, theoretically, I mean, why didn't they just say, make sure that you get rid of the money? So hold it in a way that the money falls out, and then you carry it out the safer. Don't carry it out together with the money. Instead, the Mishnah gives you a blanket etter, carry it out, even if it got money in it. So you're concluding from that it must be that we're not makbid on the money. So if I needed to bring it from the other side of the house with the money, I'd bring it with the money also. Who says? Midami. It's not the same at all. Hatam, adakivaki naflat leika. In the case where you're going to spend additional time, Right now you have a sefer, it's in the tikvah, it's in the tikvah. What are we going to tell you? First, make sure you hold it in a way that meanwhile the thing is burning up and now you're going to lose the sefer. So of course we don't tell you to delay. But in the case where you're telling me, well, why wouldn't I be able to go to the other side and move it? There, you're going to be walking for 10 seconds, right? From the other side, you're taking the tick with the money from the counter, moving it over to the sefer. Why, while you're walking, why wouldn't you hold it upside down and let it fall out? So if you could say over there, you should throw it out. Who's to say that they were mati you to carry it with sefer Torah? And therefore, it's not much of a raya at all. Elomar Mar Baravashi. You know, let's go back to what we were saying before. The truth is that obviously, look, all of this was a little bit pushy, to say the least, that there's two different machlokas and one of them isn't mentioned. We're figuring out all kinds of strange ways to bring riots in the Mishnah. Let's take it at face value. Face value is that we were talking about Hefsha. That was the only machlokas. There was no argument about Tiltal. The obvious question is you cannot bring a riot from Tiltal on Avad Rabbanan to the case of Hefsha where you're dealing with a malacha d'oraita. I have a way out of that. Yudikar and Mikar is correct. So now you tie it, but how can I compare malacha to Tiltal? The Gacha Lacha, Hacha Tiltal, Hacha Malacha. I'll tell you. The case is talking about you going to look about Leila Or. Basically, you have no interest in this Or at all. And therefore, when you are doing the Hafshata, you're not doing Hafshata. Because the Malechet Hafshata is to be Mafshit Or, not to get Or off of meat. So it's one of the malachas ha'or. You have the efshet of the or, the ibud of the or, the chituch of the or, the mimacha of the or. It's all part of the or. What in the world does cleaning a piece of meat from or on it have to do with efshet? Now, the problem is that this sounds like a malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. And yet the Gemara is not comparing it to malacha shein tzricha l'gufa. The Ripke Vigor is very bothered by this. The pashtus of the sugya is that all of a sudden we're talking about malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and now all of a sudden we're going to move into Rabbi Shimon whether he's made on a psik reisha. Which has nothing to do. That's the Dovashen Mitzkav. And the way that the Mefarshim explaining the Sugya is that, well, he's not being Mitkaven to the Or. So how does this make sense? So it must be the Pshat is like this, that what we're saying is, there's something in this direction. What we're saying is that there's something about what you're doing that violates the concept of Hafshata. It's not a question of what the purpose is. It's that conceptually, since you're not being Mafshit Or, but you're cleaning Basar, that's not Hafshata. On that, we're asking, but in a case where two acts are essentially exactly the same, and the only question is what your intent is, there we consider a psik resha to mean that the act that you're doing is the full equivalent of the other act. That's the point. So if you're cutting off the head of the chicken, and you're saying, yeah, but I have no interest in killing the chicken. I need a chicken head for a puppet. So that is considered to be psik resha v'lo yamut. Also means that the act of cutting off the head of a chicken has within it the din of netilat nishama. So why should this be any different? Cleaning meat with its or is the equivalent of hafshatat or. Therefore, we're asking you, is this not a problem of psik resha? Abayev rabba dam ravayu moder rabbi shimon psik resha v'lo yamut. Therefore, it must be the shakalei bebarz. It's talking about over here that you don't make it the full equivalent of or. How is that? The way that you strip the skin off is in strips. That for sure is not the derech of doing hafshata. You can't say that's the full equivalent of hafshata. It certainly is not.
You're wasting the art.
So this becomes now, essentially, even though you're saying, but the act is an act of, that's already a psik resha d'lo nechal. This sugya is one of the main rayas in the sugya of psik resha d'lo nechal. What is considered to be psik resha d'lo nechal? Again, it's a little bit beyond the range of what the sugya seems to be talking about on the surface, so we'll ignore it for now until we get into those sugyas. But essentially, we're moving back to our original understanding that we are comparing, indeed, the hatzalah, tzik ha-sefer, ma-sefer for tiltul, to a malacha d'rabbanan, where it's not really an act of hafshat. Well, the next thing we had in the Mishnah was a machloket between the Tanakama and Ben Beteiran about whether you can be matzalit to a mavui she'eino mefulash, or according to Ben Beteiran, you can even be matzalit to a mavui mefulash. What exactly is meant by the word a mavui mefulash? Echi dami mefulash and echi dami she'eino mefulash. Omer of Kista, well, I would say like this. If you have three mechitzot, so that the mavui essentially is closed on three sides, you have various chatzirot that are opening into this alley. The other side is open to Rishus HaRabim. On the side that is open to Rishus HaRabim, you have two lechis. A lechi is a pole that you have next to the side that of the entrance. And that is a heker that the Rabbanim were mitaken, so that it's clear that this is a Rishus La'atzvei and it's not part of the Rishat Rabbim. So in that case, here we're talking about having two separate lechayim, one on either side of that opening. So in this case, if it's shnei lechayim, this is a mavish eino mefulash. If it has three mechitzot and it only has lechi echad, that's what we're calling a mavo mefulash. And apparently both the Chachamim and Ben Betera are following the shita of Reb Eliezer, which is not the way we paskin. Namely, it's not, it says in the Mishnah, an Erevin, what makes a mavo kosher for carrying in, assuming that you made a specific Erev that you make in a mavo is called a shita. So what makes it allowable that you can make a shittuf in it, you can carry from the chutzner into the mavli and so on, you have to do something to the mavli. And what is that? So Beit Shammai says you need on the open side a lechi along the edge and a korah across the top. And there has to be a piece of wood that runs across the top of the mavli. Beit Hillel Omrim, either a lechi or a korah is sufficient. And Rebbe Eliezer says, no, you've got to have two lechayai. So therefore, this is very, very strange. Why in the world would Rav Chisda have chosen a case Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer when all he needed to do was paskin like Beit Hillel, which is the way that we paskin, or lechi or korah, and say that the mavi amefulash is a mavi that is missing a lechi or korah? The Chachomim hold it cannot be mefulash, so it has to have either lechi or korah. And why in the world would he go to say it's because they're both holding Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer Shaloki Elchita in order to call a Mavi Mefulash a Mavi that has only one Torah? It's a very strange way of learning, as does as many of the other Rishonim. So it's got to be that Rav Chisda feels that he's in a tight spot. And what's his tight spot? He does not believe that Ben Batero would have been maskim to Hotzah, where the whole problem of the limits on Hotzah are only because, as we're going to see, we are afraid that the man is bohu, under pressure, he's bohu. And because of that, if we don't have a hecker between the edge of the Mavoi and the Rishut HaRabim, there's no way that he's going to remember that this area is separate from the Rishut HaRabim. He'll take from Rishut HaRabim as well, and put it into Rishut HaRabim as well. Therefore, there's got to be at least a hecker of a lechi. But if there is a hecker of a lechi, then why in the world is that not considered to be mutter totally? Must be we all the Rebbe Eliezer that you need two lechayim, except when it came to Hatzalat HaSefer, we're makel. But to say that we'd be makel to use no hecker and all that, he wasn't willing to say. Okay, so it's a possibility. In any event, we'd be talking about a lechi mifulash, which under normal circumstances, we would call that a completely well-formed mavui. And to call it a mavui mifulash is a little strange. Omar Le Rabbi says, Rabbi, look, it's all very nice to say halachically you require three mechitzot and two lechis, and that if you're missing one of the lechis, that it's not a mavi that is mutter. But it's certainly, by no stretch of the imagination, would anybody call it a mavi mefulash? A mavi mefulash has to do with its shape. You're telling me because it lacks, I'll leave it to Rabbi Eliezer, it lacks one lechi, now already it's a wide open lechi. Well, what kind of weird statement is that? So Omar Le Rabbi, what, shalosh mechitzot and a lechi, you're calling mefulash? It's impossible. Not to mention the fact that Aliba the Rabbanon, who are saying, and where can you take out the Kitvei HaKodesh? You can take them out into a Mavoi that has two Lechayayim and three Mechitzes. For God's sake, if you're going there, you can take Ochlun HaMashkin out there, as we'll see. Now, the truth is that there's a big machlokas we've shown him about how to understand precisely the din of the Mavoi. I'll leave it to Reb Chisda. If Reb Chisda held that you need Kol Tikunei HaMavoi, it's mashma from any of the Rishonim, that he would also hold that you would actually need the shituf in the Mavot. You couldn't bring it out without the shituf. Others learn that absolutely not. He's requiring you to have it, but as Tosis explains over here, that even according to Reb Chisda, and not only Tosis, but the Ramban, and the other Rishonim learned that even Rav Chisda holds you need a complete Mavui is made that you can bring it out to Mavui which is not Mishutaf. Now, if that's the case, the way to understand the question about we could also be Matzel, Eichlin, Umashkin has to change a little bit according to the two approaches. Because Eichlin, Umashkin, for sure, you can only be Matzel, as we'll see later on, to a Chatzor that you did have an Erev, you see. So if we hold that the halacha is that you need to have a shituf in the mavui, then the question is obvious. If you're telling me I have to have a kosher mavui, so it's exactly the same as chotzim u'revet, I can go out and take a chlun mashkin into it also. If, on the other hand, we're going to understand that Aliba der Pristi, you don't need that the Movi should actually have the Sheetuf, it just should be Roy to the Sheetuf, so then the way to understand the question is, why does the Mishnah say later on that the only place you're allowed to take out Ochlun Mashkin is to a Chotzer Me'urevet? It's Mashba Dafka Chotzer, not to a Movi. You could have said you could take it out to a Movi where there was a kosher Sheetuf Mavot, and that would be exactly the same. The whole point is that our Mishnah talks about, and where can you save a Sefer Torah? The next Mishnah talks about saving food. According to this, you could save food. It's mamish, a completely well-formed chotzer for all. So furthermore, my problem is that you should be, oh, the Rabbanan who say that we're dealing with a complete thing, you should be able to be matzilatoko ochlun mashkin too. Therefore, says Rabbi, that's impossible pshat. I say the point is like this. Shtei mechitzot, forget about three mechitzot. Shtei mechitzot. If you only have two sides to the mavli, right, and you've got people walking through. Now that's mefulash. Okay. If you put up two lechayayim, so then you have a mavish ein on mefulash, as we'll see, even though we don't pass it like this. But we'll see that we're going on Libra Rebuda, where we spoke about before a guy who owns a house on either side of the street. That's who we're going like over here. So you put up a lechay on either end of this open mavish. That we're calling a mavish ein on mefulash. If you have two mechitzot and only one lechay, now that's called a mavish mefulash, and that makes a great deal of sense. Call that a mavish mefulash. It's wide open. The Tarvayim Alib de Rabbi Yehuda. Forget about the Rabbi Eliezer question. They're both going Alib de Rabbi Yehuda, who said, the Tanya, Yetra ken Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Mi she yeshno shnei batim b'shnei tzidei reshut rabim. Rabbi Yehuda goes much further than the Rabbanan who require three mechitzot. He says, you have reshut rabim, and it's Fifth Avenue. No, there's nothing at the end, nothing at either end. You own an apartment on one side of Fifth Avenue, an apartment on the other side of Fifth Avenue. Now, you'd like to be able to be metaltal from one to the other. All you need to do, says Rabbi Yehuda, is you put up a lechi on either side, at the edge of the building, that is yours. Or you can put a korah across the whole Fifth Avenue until the cops get there. Or korah mikan, v'korah mikan, on either side. And then you can carry in the middle. No seven or ten be'emtza. Omer lo, what are you talking? Ain't marvin Rosh Hashanah because you can't. It's the middle of Rosh Hashanah. What good is it about putting up a korah? Now, of course, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. If you have two mechitzas, it's only not a Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, I kind of, if they both hold a Rabbi Yehuda, then the language makes sense. Calling it mefulash makes sense. And it didn't make sense. Omer Abaye, no, it doesn't make any more sense according to you. Because what was your other, I understand it makes sense in terms of the language, I'm loving mefulash, but what was your other taina? Your other taina is that Aliba the Rabbanan, if they hold a Rabbi Elazar, so then if you have two lechayayim on one side and three mechitzot, why can't you take out Ochlun Mashkin? And the same question to you. If they hold of the Rabbanan, I mean, if they hold of Rabbi Yehuda over here, who holds that your matir Rosh Hashanah with two lechayayim, then the Rabbanan who are saying two lechayayim should be able to be matzil Ochlun Mashkin. Why are they not? Why is it say Sefer Torah? How are you explaining your second problem? It's 100% a completely enclosed area, Aliba der Rabbi Yehuda, because two lechis and two mechitzas is 100% equivalent of a chatzar, according to him. So then, how did you explain away the fact, matzil Ochlun Ochlun Mashkin, exactly what you asked before? El Amar Ravashi, Shalosh mechitzot v'lechi echad, zemov v'she'enu mefulash. Shalosh mechitzot without a lechi at all. And this is called a mavi mefulash. So why is it, in this case, why would it be mutar aliba the Rebbe Eliezer? Because afilu the Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that you need to have two lechayayim, it's true that you do. But megavi atzol on Shabbos, that's only vis-a-vis ochlun mashkin. But for a Sefer Torah, that's the kula that we're making. So he disagrees with Rav Chista's initial assumption, as Tosfos explained it, that the only way would be matir if there was some clear-cut delineation between the chotzer, the mavi, and reshut rabim. And he's saying, l'gabi a Sefer Torah, we're makel even where you don't have full delineation. Fine. But if that's the case, then it would turn out that if you hold that you don't have anything at all, and it's a muffin of foolish Ben Batera is not marked on that briefest issue. So Ben Batera is saying, look, Mihikra, then it's enclosed on three sides. I understand you can't take a Bokhara Mashi. But you can take a Sefer Torah. And the Rabbanan are being matir, Libra Rebbe Eliezer, they're being matir one. And now a word from our president.
Dr. Helik and Mishnah.
Matzilin. Now that's as far as the Sefer is concerned. You can also be matzil mazon shalosh su'udot. You can save on Shabbat. Three, we're going to ask what the problem is. What do we make such a big deal about this? We already spoke about the way Tosfos understood the Mishnah earlier about the Sefer Torah, that it's only where a fire falls in your own home. And that's how he understands this whole sugya, that's the only issue, is that you become bohul.
And then we're afraid you're going to go absolutely wild if there's no clear-cut delineation of what you can do and what you can't do. So that it's better for us to put limits in order to make it possible for you to maintain some sense of rationality of what's going on around you. So the psychology is, you immediately think, okay, what am I allowed to do now? But if you're not allowed to do anything, or if you're allowed to do everything, then there's absolutely nothing that forces you to take into consideration the reality of it. Because you see things burning down, you just go put out the fire. Okay, so here, when it comes to the Mazon Shalosh Seudot, we're going to see how we apply the din of the fear of the behila, the behala, to the Seudot. But Matzili Mazon Shalosh Seudot, you can save enough to eat for three meals. When it comes, if you're people, enough for the people, how about we lobei ma lobei ma, you can take out the animal feed, because remember, after all, you're not allowed to eat yourself unless you fed your animals, so you have to be able to actually feed your animals at the same time. But this means, of course, only if you need three seudot. So therefore, ketza, if the fire begins on Leil Shabbat, before the meal, so naflat lekab Leil Shabbat, then you've got to save shalosh seudot, because you haven't had any of your seudot for Shabbos. And of course, here we're going to be entering into the all of the drushas. How do we know you're supposed to eat three seudot on Shabbos? We get to our lechem mishpat business. This is how the Gemara brings it in into the sugya. So the fire happens in the morning before the meal, b'shacharit matzilin mazon shtei seudot. If it's before seudah shlishit b'mincha mazon seudah achat. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it has nothing to do with when the fire falls. We're looking, after all, for insertion of an element of rationality. That's all we're looking for. There's no need to be so literal about it. This is what I need. Shabbat is a day that has three seudot. That's the idea. So if Shabbat is a day that has three seudot, it makes sense to make a limit of three seudot per Shabbat. To start talking about what time is it and have I eaten yet is absolutely unnecessary in context here. You want to take a shear, that's a perfectly reasonable shear. Save for Shabbat the amount of food that people would eat on a Shabbat. But I already ate, doesn't matter. So what are we doing? What's the guy doing wrong? I don't understand. All he's doing is picking up food. We do that all the time. So he's being osik over here in this. And he's now going to be going out into his regular chatzar. It doesn't say we take it out somewhere else. He's going into a chatzar murevet. So not so tvei, why can't you just be matzah whatever you want? Oh, my brother, the point is that mitosh adam bohul al mamono. If you're going to be matir everything to do whatever the heck he wants, then he will also put out the fire. Isharitele, if there are no limits, atilech vuye. Says Abai, that's all very nice, where the problem is not, you're saying it's a problem specifically where there's a fire. How about if there's no fire? So, in such a case, let's say, for instance, Havitanya, Nishbar lo chavit barosh gago. Guy has a big barrel of wine on the roof. All of a sudden it cracks open, the wine starts pouring out all over the place. He's watching $100,000 worth of champagne disappearing. All right, so now, it says over there, he could be made the akli to be meniach tachteha. So he could put something underneath it, but he cannot. He cannot bring something to put under the flow of the wine that's gushing off the roof. That he can't do. And he cannot even bring a kli to put it right up next to the edge of the roof so that people wouldn't even notice that it was gushing. And it's coming off the roof. It should go directly into this other kli, which is yitzaref. He cannot bring a kli acher v'yitzaref. So he can't put it right next to the edge. So I'm asking you, there's no fire. Where's the fire? So what's the gzera over there? You're telling me all this has to do with Adam Bohul Al Mamono. How does that work in a case like that? There must be some other problem of being Toreach here. Hata my gzera yika? No, he says, Rabbi, what do you mean? There's still a gzera. If you allow him to do anything, so then he's going to say, oh my gosh, the more kelim I have, the more I can save. So he'll run over to a neighbor across the street, be metal to the Rosh HaSarabim. So if you're not gzera, shall we have to lead the Rosh HaSarabim? Gufa, let's take a look at that case. Nishbar lo chavit barosh gago, mevi kli umeniach tachtav, ubavad shelo yavi kli acher v'yiklot, kli acher v'yitzaref. Nizdami lo orchim. Now how about if he gets some guests, just as his wine is going over the side, and up comes along Richie, knocks on Benson's door, and all of that whiskey is flowing over the side. So Benson thinks to himself, oh boy, we're going to need more. If Richie's here, we're going to need a lot more than shalosh seudot of this thing. So therefore, what would be the luck in that case? Then he can bring another kli and be kolet for the orchim. So then he could be kli acher mitzaref. But, let's not be phonies about this. Don't first bring the kli and then say, I can always justify it retroactively by inviting Rich. No, you can't do it. So, Bilvad, Shaloy Avi Kli Achreva Kalei Kli Achreva Mitzrayim, and then be Mazmi, that you can't do. First, you have to invite the guests, then you can be Kolei. And no fooling around, guys. Ein Marimim Bekach. Let's not, don't tell me that you're going to invite Mishi, and then you're going to say, I need all of that liquor for Mishi. I mean, Mishi's not going to drink all that. So that would be a fake out. No, you could even fake us out. Invite somebody that's not going to really need the liquor, but it gives you an excuse to save more liquor for yourself. Wait, so this question about whether you're allowed to fool around, harama, this is probably dependent, I would imagine, and the famous Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua. Lema peplukted Rabbi Eliezer of Yeshua kamifli. What's the problem over there? What happens over there is that it's Yom Tov, and two animals, a mother and its child, fall into a boar. Now the shayla is, am I allowed to be tereach on Yom Tov to be motzi them? I cannot possibly shecht both of these animals because of the yisuf ha'toyah that benov. The moment I shecht one, I become also in the other because you can't shecht the mother and its child on the same day. So what do I do? So Rabbi Eliezer says, look, bring up the first one, whichever one. So you malat arishon with the intent to do a shechita on Yom Tov, which you can do. And the other one, well, you're not going to be able to use that on Yom Tov. So what you do is you throw down some food and you wait until after the day. So selo panasa bimikomo. Bishvil shelo yamut. I mean, you don't want to dine down there. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, the thing to do is you bring up the first one. You say, I think I'm going to shech that one. Then you bring it up and you say, nah, I don't really like this one. Now, what if I take the other one? So they know. And then you're marim and you're malat hashini. Now you have both of them in front of you. You can still change your mind. You know what? The first one was really better. So then you could be shochet, ratzazeh, shochet, ratzazeh, shochet. You can shech either one. So lechorev, Rabbi Yeshua holds that harama is okay. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not okay. It seems to be the same question that we have over here about whether marimim bekach.
Now, even though here it's mashma that you have to at least shech one of them, the truth is, in the Yerushalmi, it says beferish, you are not mechuyev to shecht one. That itself can also, in other words, once you brought it out behead, you could change your mind. The problem is that it looks like harama. And indeed, the Mishnah Berurah brings that we should be machmir to be shechting at least one of them in order that it shouldn't be an obvious harama that I save my animals without doing any shechita at all. But lamaisa, this is a chum.
That's the Gemara. Who's to say that these two things are related at all? When Rabbi Eliezer said over there, you leave one animal down. What's going to happen to that animal? He's going to be uncomfortable. We could still give him his parnasah in the koma, right? So over there, Adkan Lakam Reb Eliezer. Over here, it's going to be burnt up if you leave it in the house. So the harama, it's going to flow out, the case of the wine, it's going to flow out and be lost forever. Maybe in a case where it's going to flow out and lost forever, there's nothing you can do. Maybe it'll be made that you can be married and pretend that Mishi does need to drink all of that stuff. So there's a difference between Efshar parnasah and Avalachadullo Efshar lo. And I could say the other way around. Look, what is Rabbi Yeshua saying over there? Rabbi Yeshua is saying you can take out both of them with harama. Well, there is another issue over there. That issue is tzar balei chayim, where you leave an animal down at the bottom of a pit the whole Yom Tov. So mishum tzar balei chayim, maybe that's why he took into consideration the pain of the animal to be matir harama. But maybe in this case, where there's no tzar balei chayim, I don't know. Did you ever see a grown man cry? I mean, isn't that tzar balei chayim?
Crown royal.
Yeah. So in that case, then maybe he wouldn't be matir. So it not necessarily has anything to do with that question. Tan rabbanan. If you went ahead and you took out nice white bread, clean bread, pat nekiya, and then you go back in, you see there's pumpernickel. I actually thought that was dirty bread. It has pieces in it. So you can't go back to be matzah the pat hadra'ah. But on the other hand, if you're matzah pat hadra'ah, as you know what, I'd rather have some good bread. I forgot, had some good bread in there. You can go back and be matzah pat nekiya. Matzilim biyom ha-kippurim le-shabbat. You can't be matzah from Shabbos for Yom Kippur. So obviously, you don't eat on Yom Kippur. So even from Shabbos to Matzah Yom Kippur. Which Tosis explains, based on the sugya that we had earlier, that the achila and Matzah Yom Kippur is part of the din of the Yom Kippur itself. Remember when we were talking about Knivas Yerek? So there's a lecha chol b'simcha lachmecha, which over here you should be able to plan for. Nonetheless, here, it can only be matzah for today. Vein tzarech lomar mishabbat liyom tov, because I always prepare new food on Yom Tov. Or, from Shabbos to Shabbos Abba, you can always prepare new food. Tana Rabbanan, we have a similar case, interesting, where something's going to be burned up. And that is, you left the food in the oven. And normally, leaving food in the oven, for us, is not a problem. Just take it out. The problem is, in those days, the way that they would bake was by attaching the bread, or the pitot, which we still bake that way, they attached the pita to the side of the bread, and then inside of the oven, and then they used a marbe to flick it off. It was a very tricky kind of thing to do. It's not an Isser Malacha. It's called a Chokma Velo Malacha, as we'll see, but it's something that the Rabbanan Asu doing on Shabbos. So here what happens, all your bread for Shabbos, according to Rishonim, all of this is only what you do indeed not have other things to eat. That itself is a machlokas. But let's say you left your bread in the tandoor. Now you're going to get the bread, all of a sudden you go, oh my God, it's after Shkia, what am I going to do? Kidesh Alav, I'm not going to have any bread. Matzilin Mazon Shalosh Seudot. You're allowed to take out enough bread that you need for three Seudot. Not only that, you can call all the neighbors. And you could say, come, help, get yourself some bread out of my tanur. But kishurodeh, lo yardeh b'marda, ela b'sakin. Don't use a meradeh. Use a knife to separate the pita from the edge of the oven. Why is that? I mean, once we're being matir, basically in taking off, we're being matir in Isidra Rabbanan. Because Rabbanan said, don't take off bread for the sight of a tanur on Shabbos. So once we're being matir, what's an afkamina? If you're being matir with a marde or a sakin, I mean, just to make life easier for himself to use the marde. But tell me to be Rabbi Shmuel. I mean, remember that we're not dealing with a malacha over here. Rabbi Shmuel understands, lo ta'aseh kol malacha. A malacha is a malacha. It doesn't include, let's say, tkiat shofar. It's a malacha. It doesn't achieve anything. Rudiyat apat. These things are skills, albeit they're skills, but they're not malacha that change something in the nature of what you're doing. It's not a malacha. So if that's the case, we're asking it even on an Isser D'Rabbanan. Apparently, we're telling you to make a shinui. Why is that? Yeah, because Kamadav Shalishri Mishanina, you're right. We were mad to the Isser D'Rabbanan. But Lomais, as much as possible, we should change it. On Rav Kista, once we're on the topic of getting things ready for Shabbos, I mean, this guy really waited till the last minute. I mean, speaking of the last minute, this is ridiculous. He's got to call the neighbors to be matzil for this time. It would have been a better idea, don't you think? He woke up early in the morning, got his things done properly, you know? So the Yolam Yashkim Adam Lotzat Shabbat. The person who get up early in the morning, Erev Shabbos, they have to go out to the store, make sure that they don't buy like Richard does. They don't buy all the challahs up before you get to the store. So you should go out for the Hotzat Shabbat. Shemar, v'ayah b'ayom ha-shishi, v'achino at asher yaviyu. Get ready. Be prepared. Erev Shabbos, this was, we just learned the part of the month. Start, lay out there, start right away. B'ayom ha-shishi, because every day it was baboker, baboker. So you're also, and what do you do baboker, baboker, b'ayom ha-shishi? Even though part of what you're doing is for the Shabbos, which is going to be still at the end of the day. So what? Bayom HaShishi, the same thing. Achino in the morning. Omer Baba. You should know that based on an understanding of the man, b'Shabbat chayav adam leftar shtei kikarot, you should really do the b'tziyat apat using lecha mishnah. Because since it says, when it comes to the man, so it says over there, v'ahi bayom HaShishi labdu lecha mishnah. And we're saying that achonos for Shabbos are a reflection of the dinner of the man. And that's the whole mitzvah being making for Shabbos. So I should use lecha mishnah. Om Rav Ashi, well, I saw Rav Kahana, and what he did is he would take two rolls, put them together, make the bracha, but when he cut, he only cut one of them. And he would explain, what does it say over there? It says, Laktu Lecha Mishnah. Laktu means to bring it together. That's why they ate the Lecha Mishnah, obviously, because part of it was for later. So I melakate, I bring it together, and then I mivatseya only on one. So he was not tired. They were look to k'tiv. Rabbi Zera, when he would cut the challah for Shabbos, he would cut a giant piece of challah, enough for the whole meal, enough to keep coming back and getting a small piece of challah. Give a good gesunter shtik challah, you know, so you don't feel limited in your Suda Shabbos. I'm like, Rabbi Ravashi, I mean, doesn't he look like a slob? You know, I mean, for heaven's sakes, you know, I mean, try to at least be civilized, you know. A mitzikar aftenuta. Amale, this is the answer that we always have to this question. We've seen before. I'm like, even the kol yuma lo avin, since this is something that he would never do under normal circumstances, he's only doing it today because of Shabbos. I know, the kavin lo mitzikar aftenuta, it does not look, it looks only like kavod Shabbos. It's clear to everyone. Rabami v'ravasi, ki miklo lo rifta di eruva. When they used to take turns where they would put the eruv. So they would choose different people's houses, and you had to put the eruv there so it was ready at the beginning of Shabbos. And they would have an eruv in their house. It was a kavod to have the eruv in your house. So Rabami and Rabasi, when they got a chance to be the ones that were chosen that week to have the eruv, they would eat the eruv specifically because they said, "Listen, it's a big zechus to have something which was already used for mitzvah to Rabbanan to be matir the tiltal on Shabbos." Let's specifically concentrate on that for our Lecha Mishnah, because after all, eating on Shabbos is a Heftah Shal Mitzvah. So we should use a Heftah Shal Mitzvah.
But they eat before Shabbos
is finished? Yeah. So as long as it's Tchila Shabbos. What do you mean? You're right, but petarte pligi. Pligi betiltu, pligi bimlacha. Voki kamerlay. Imatzilim tika sefer ima sefer. Lo nitatel. At least that piece, the or agav the bosser, to put the meat in the fridge. Ah, come on, midami. How come na seba sis the davar mutar? How come na seba sis the davar asur? Okay, fine. So we'll take the other part of the Mishnah. Imatzilin tikshal sefer imasefer. Even though there's money in it, lo netatel or agav basar. No, that's also not the same. How come na seba sis the davar asur? Ula davar mutar. How come the whole thing is a na seba sis the davar asur? Okay. Alagi komalai. From the other side of the room, the alma, latzil b'sefer Torah, lo netaltel or agav basar. Yeah, and who told you that you're allowed to do that? The yiguf minala. I mean, ilema midah the itbe. They didn't say you had to throw out the money. Lo shadi le. Therefore, it must be that it would be mutter even to be atu inami maitinan. That doesn't follow at all. Midami hatamad achvach nafad leika. So they don't tell you to take any extra time. But over here anyway, you're walking, right? So
this makes sense that you need this.
Liolam kiriyaminam yikara. Urikakashya lacha. Hocha tiltu lacha malacha. It's not a malacha. It's talking about the lokaboy leila'or. So, abayi v'rova damri tavayu. Moda rabbi shimu psikresha v'lo yamut. The shaka leba barze. Which is not the derech of shata at all. So either, how do we define those terms? Either one, or lechi or korah. Rabbi Eliezer, I know you need two lechis, one on either side. I'm like, Rabbi, I don't understand. You're saying shalosh mechitzas and a lechi is called a mavi mefulash? That's by no stretch of the imagination, karitale. The od, the rabbanon, why not just go ahead and be matzah tocho chol mashkin? Elam rabbi, shtei mechitzot u'shnei lechayin. There's two, not three. That's what we're talking about, a mavi shen mefulash. Shtei mechitzot v'lechi echad. Now, that makes sense to call a mavi mefulash, but of course only if we hold of Rabbi Yehuda. Tavayal libid Rabbi Yehuda. Tetanya yetra alken amar Rabbi Yehuda. Mi shiyesh lo shnei batim mishnei tzidei reshut harabim. O se lechi mikan, v'lechi mikan, v'kor mikan, v'kor mikan. V'no se v'no ten b'em tzah. The Rabbanan said to him, you can't be ma'arev reshut harabim b'kan. Amalei Abaya, okay, fine. You've explained the language of lechi of mavi mefulash. But ledidach nami, you have the same problem. Because you can also say, according to the Rabbanan, who say that it's completely closed up, why can't you be matzila toko ochlin umashkin? Elam ravashi, I say like this. Shalosh bechitzot velechi echad. And I don't buy into the Rav Chisda problem. That's a mavi sheino mefulash. If it's shalosh bechitzot below lechi at all, that's a mavi mefulash. And b'teira is not chayash that I'll take for b'shut rabbi. V'afilu rabbi liyezer d'omar bina lechayayim. Hanei milei for eichlun umashkin. But for a sefer teira, we're not going to be chayash. And therefore, b'chad lechi sagi according to Rabbanan or according to Rav Chisda with none. Obviously, he totally dispenses with the lechayim. But of course, it has to be determined by the context. I mean, Ketzat. Nafad leka b'leilei Shabbat. So then, matzilin mazon shalosh sudot. Nafad leka b'shachrit. Then matzilin mazon shtei sudot. Nafad leka b'mincha before shalosh sudot. Mazon sudachat. Rabbi Yossi, look, we're only looking for a shear, you know. Shabbos is a day of three sudot. Liyolo matzilim mazon shalosh sudot. There's nothing to do with the particular context.
But what's the problem, Bechlal, asked the Gemara? Be'aterekat Torah. So why can't you be Matzil Tvei? Omar Rava, because Mitok Shadam Bohula al Mamono, Isharitele Atilechavuye. Omle Abaye, so Eladatani Nishpelo Chavit Berosh Gago, Mavi Cleomi Niach Tachtea, Bilachroya Viclea Hervi Clot, Clea Hervi Tsarev. Where is the fire? Hatamai Gzera Yika? No, you know, I mean, it's a different gezerah, but there's always a chance that without a hagdara, that the person will come to be b'chal Shabbos. In that case, he needs kelim. Shama yavi kli derech roshet rabim gufa. Nish b'lo chavit b'rosh kako mevi kli yominiach tachteo b'vad shlo yavi kli achev yiklod kli achev yitzarev. Nizdam in lo orchin mevi kli achev v'kolei kli achev yitzarev v'lo yiklod v'achar kach yazmin ele yazmin v'achar kach yiklod v'in marimin b'kach. Mishum Rabbis Rabbira, I mean, you can even be Marim and Makach. That way, you're able to save more of that liquor. So, let me be plucked to Rabbis Rabbira, sure can be forgiven. Titania. Otovet Benok, Shinaflula Bor, Rabbis Rabbira, you can be Mala, the Risham and Atta Shokhto. The Shani, a Salopana Sabimekomo, Bishwa Shalom Yamud. Rabbis Rabbira, Mala, the Risham and Atta Shokhto, and then you decide you don't want it. Ain't a Shokhto. Then you can be Marim. And then you can do whatever you want. Ratzazeshachet, be mine. Dilmat kano kamer Rabbi Elazar hatam dafshu b'parnasa. Avalocha delo efshelo. Vaat kano kamer Rabbi Yeshua hatam. Maybe he's being mitzarif the other issue, which is tzar balechayim. Vashenken over here. Avalocha there is no tzar balechayim. So then he wouldn't be matter at all. Memela you cannot in any way compare the two cases. Tanu Rabbanu. Hitzil pat nikiyah, then he can't excuse his desire for pat hadra'ah. If he was matzah pat hadra'ah, then he can say, prefer pat nikiyah. Matzilim yom ha-kippurim le-shabbat, avalo mi-shabbat le-yom ha-kippurim, ve'en tzarich lomar mi-shabbat le-yom tov, avalo mi-shabbat le-shabbat haba'ah. Tanu Rabbana, shachach pat betanur v'kita shalav hayom, matzilin mazon shalosh sudot, ויאמר לאחרם, בואו והצילו לכם. וכשרודה, לא ירדה במרדה, אלא בסכין. הנה, ותנא דבי רבי ישמעאל, לא תעשה כל מלאכה, does not cover it, כי התשובה רדיעת הפת, שהיא חוכמה ואין המלאכה. Anyway, so what are you achieving by making a שינוי? You're not turning a מלאכה into a non-מלאכה. True, but even though it's only דרבנן, כמה דאף של השני משנינה. אומר רב חיסדא לעולם ישכים אדם להוצאת שבת. שמה היה ביום השישי, והכינו את אשר יביאו. Meaning לאלתר, just like the בבוקר. אומר רב אבא, בשבת חייב אדם לפצוע שתי כיכרות ולחם משנה. אומר רב אשי, I saw רב כהנא that he put two of his challahs together, not קטרתי, but only cut one. And he would explain it, only says לוק דוקטי. Rabbi Zera, Avi Batsa, Kula Sheirute. Omele, Ravino Ravashi, doesn't that look pretty slavish? Mirzik Raftanuta? Omele, Kivan, the Kol Yuma Lo Avid. Vahinu, the Kavid Lo Mirzik Raftanuta. Ravami, Varavasi, if they had an opportunity, Kimiklo Rifta, they Ruva, Shore Yelui, because they tied it, Hovi, Tavi Bechona Mitzvah, let's go and do Litavi Ba Mitzvah Achrina.